This message comes from Capital One. Your business faces unique challenges and opportunities. That's why Capital One offers a comprehensive suite of financial services backed by the strength of a top 10 commercial bank. Visit CapitalOne.com/commercial. Member FDIC.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. Dozens of Columbia University students are defying orders to clear their pro-Palestinian encampments on campus. University officers began dismantling the site and suspending students last night, prompting some protesters to relocate outside of Columbia's gates. The graduate student and protest leader, Suda Palat, is among those who rejected calls to leave.
We will not be moved by these intimidation tactics. You can see outside you now that the students are mobilized. There's hundreds of them here today. They will not be moved. We demand divestment. We will not be moved unless by force.
Palat says the encampment has consisted of a diverse group of people sharing their religious observances and information. Major college campuses across the nation are grappling with student anti-war protests. The International Criminal Court in The Hague is believed to be considering arrest warrants for Israeli leaders and perhaps even the prime minister. Terry Schultz reports that the ICC has said it's investigating both the October 7th attack by Hamas against Israel and the Israeli response.
ICC Chief Prosecutor Karim Khan says he has jurisdiction over potential war crimes that are committed in the Gaza Strip due to the Palestinian territories being admitted as a member of the court in 2015. Reuters says Israeli officials could potentially be accused of preventing the delivery of humanitarian aid to Palestinian civilians in Gaza and of pursuing an excessively harsh response to the Hamas attacks. While the court has not confirmed its intentions, Prime Minister Netanyahu has addressed the issue himself on social media, saying that, quote, "Under my leadership, Israel will never accept any attempt by the ICC to undermine its inherent right of self-defense." He adds that the threat would set a dangerous precedent. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz.
The Biden administration has issued new guidelines for cities struggling with homeless encampments as the U.S. Supreme Court takes up the issue. NPR's Jennifer Ludden has details.
A string of cities and states, both Democratic and Republican-led, want to be able to fine and jail people who refuse a shelter bed. Biden administration officials say even if that's legal, it doesn't mean cities should do it. Policing is expensive and doesn't solve the bigger problem. But when cities do dismantle a homeless encampment for health and safety reasons, the new federal guidelines offer a detailed protocol. One tip, extensive outreach to connect people with shelter and treatment. Another, provide storage for the things shelters don't allow. That's a big reason many decline them. The Supreme Court is expected to issue a decision on punishing unhoused people in late June. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Washington.
U.S. futures are flat in after-hours trading on Wall Street. This is NPR News. The New York criminal fraud case against Donald Trump resumes this morning in New York. The prosecutors are set to call banker Gary Faro to the witness stand for questioning about how accounts were opened by Trump's former attorney, Michael Cohen. The U.S. Supreme Court has rejected an appeal from Elon Musk related to a settlement that the billionaire reached with security regulators. As NPR's Bobby Allen reports, Musk objects to a so-called Twitter sitter overseeing his social media activity.
The High Court refused to hear an appeal from Musk over an agreement with the Securities and Exchange Commission. The settlement required that a lawyer for Musk approve tweets related to Tesla, the electric vehicle company he leads. Back in 2018, Musk posted to Twitter, now called X, that he had secured funding to take Tesla private. It caused Tesla's stock to go haywire. The funding was never secured. Tesla remains a public company. Musk argues the SEC requiring his Tesla-related posts to be blessed by a lawyer is a free speech violation. The SEC has said Musk waived his right to bring such a case when he signed off on the settlement in 2018. Bobby Allen, NPR News.
As parts of Tennessee clean up from tornado damage, the Central Plains is bracing for even more severe weather later today. Areas from western Arkansas to southeast Illinois and Tennessee can expect severe thunderstorms with damaging wind and large hail possible. Meanwhile, areas from New England to the Gulf Coast will see showers and thunderstorms. On Asia-Pacific markets today, shares are mostly higher, down a fraction in Shanghai, up 1% in Tokyo. I'm Shay Stevens. This is NPR News.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Viore, a new perspective on performance apparel. Clothing designed with premium fabrics, built to move in, styled for life. For 20% off your first purchase, go to viore.com/NPR.